Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots will hit the road taking on the Miami Dolphins this weekend in hopes to secure the AFC East and maybe a playoff spot. So that means we bring in Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly to break down the keys to this week's matchup. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
Another nail biter and another significant injury, but at least the Patriots get to get out of the cold as they head down to Miami. As I mentioned, injuries continuing to be a huge problem with this team. Rob Gronkowski, the latest to go down, obviously a big, big blow to the offense. But I think it gives an opportunity here to sort of switch gears. And I think it's time to turn it back over to the running game. Earlier in the season when Gronk was out, I thought they were a little bit more balanced than obviously Stephen Ridley was a much bigger part of the offense. Ridley, we got to see a little bit last week against Cleveland. I think it's time to say, I know the fumbles are there, but we have to turn the offense back over to the ground game. And if you do that, you got to turn it over to Ridley and let Blunt sort of fill in from there. So I think this is a huge opportunity for Ridley. I think he needs to protect the football, obviously, but he also needs to be productive. The Patriots are going to need to find a different way to move the football. It's understandable to think that the production on offense will drop down, and I think it will a little bit, and that's going to put some more pressure on the defense, and right now the defense is definitely struggling. I think this is a big opportunity for those guys as well to get a little bit better. The secondary banged up, and we've seen some different kinds of things with their coverages in the last couple of weeks. Against Houston, it was a lot of zone. It was back to Tlaib on the best receiver against Cleveland. That didn't work out too well with Josh Gordon. Here's what I think. Chandler Jones, Rob Ninkovich, they need to help out that back line. They need to get some pressure on the passer. Ryan Tannehill has been sacked more than any other quarterback in football. Those guys need to dominate up front. This needs to be a high-pressure game. The last time these teams met, Bill Belichick decided to blitz a little bit in the second half. Logan Ryan had a huge strip sack in that game. They need to get there without blitzing this time, and that's going to put a lot of emphasis on Ninkovich and Chandler Jones. The Patriots' secondary is obviously going to have its hands full with the deep threats that Miami has on the outside. Mike Wallace, Brian Hartline, two very gifted receivers who have had solid seasons, and they're going to put a lot of pressure on those cornerbacks. But a guy I think slipping under the radar is Charles Clay. He's a tight end H-back type that has given the Patriots problems in the past. He had a huge game here in October, and he had another big game in the snow last week in Pittsburgh. This is a guy that I think he's kind of fits the mold of a guy that gives the Patriots a lot of trouble. Not necessarily the biggest target out there. He's not Jordan Cameron, but tight ends have been a problem for the Patriots, and Charles Clay is a very versatile one. It's a guy to keep an eye on for Miami. It's prediction time, and I honestly couldn't blame you if you just turned off your computer at this point, because anything I've said over the last several weeks really has not happened. I've thought the Patriots were going to get off to a great start against Cleveland. It just didn't happen. It was the finish that saved them. They're continuing to fall behind. I'm continuing to be surprised by the fact that they fall behind. And now you don't have Gronkowski, and everybody's worried about the offense. I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep the faith here. I think the Patriots are going to find a way to get on the road against a tough Miami team playing for a playoff spot, and I think they're going to post a very, very important win. I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Forget the blowouts that I've been. It's not going to be 31-13, okay? But here's what I think. I think the Patriots right now are playing terrific situational football, and their kicker, Steven Gostkowski, has made a huge difference. I think he makes the difference in this one as well, and I think he kicks a game-winning field goal, and the Patriots win 23-21. Well, the Patriots better enjoy it down in Miami, because it's up to Baltimore, and it won't be that warm there.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.